I'm Jocelyn Wickersham, Yale Class of 2019. You're looking at the sculpture Hitch by Linda Benglis. This sculpture was formed by pouring molten glass into a trench of sand. As the glass cooled, Benglis folded it into a knot. This piece is all about overcoming binaries. Benglis bridges the space between smooth and rough, liquid and solid, momentary and permanent, masculine and feminine. In interviews, she talks about how nothing is black or white. She's not interested in putting labels on things. She believes in humanism, the full equality among people of all genders. The world of glassmaking has been largely masculinist, traced from famous man to famous man, celebrating their strength and creative genius. Benglis joined this world when she took up artist residency at Dale Chihuly's Glass School in the 80s. Her art practice is dominated by what she calls an idea of flow, a feminine notion of boundlessness. Her interest in flow comes from her childhood spent at the ocean in the Hamptons, watching waves imprint in the sand, flowing from one to the next. She brings this idea right into her glassmaking. Her process of sandcasting Hitch echoes waves imprinting on the beach as she lets the molten glass flow through a trench in the sand. Her main tools were a pair of heat-resistant gloves and her own two hands. Hitch strikes a balance across binaries, living within Benglis's practice and Chihuly's legacy, among painting and sculpture, between liquid glass and coarse sand, and from the moment she made the knot through today.